It is 8:25. It's WSGW. Good morning on a morning team show with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Eventually, there'll be a little singing here. I think it's going to start. Well, now.
Heaven must be missing an angel.
In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And Art Lewis, in your home studio, good morning to you, we say.
Good morning.
I'm playing this because I severely missed the opportunity when I should have done something. The story about why I'm playing this, it's for a special honor. I misplaced, well, it fell on the floor.
Oh.
And I found it. Yeah.
Don't you regularly read off the floor?
Yeah, I do. It's actually, you know, I place things on the floor to safely keep them there. This one fell, and so
dies. If it falls on the floor, you're not going to see it.
Back in December, there was a passing of an artist, and because of our commitment to our Christmas songs and things like that, sometimes we just extend into January when you have a chance to honor. But
yeah,
Ralph Tavares, the eldest of the five brothers in the Grammy Award-winning group Tavares, passed away on December the 8th. He was 79 years old. That song you just heard was probably their signature song, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. And I wanted to make sure that we'd make mention of that. No cause of death given, just says he was 79 when he passed away at his home on December the 8th. I did not know this, that apparently the group Tavares did a version of the Bee Gees' More Than a Woman.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, really?
It's a very popular song with the Bee Gees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which apparently...
What was that? Never mind.
I can't... That's not bad. That's about the best best falsetto we can do. Their version of More Than Woman appeared on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, you know, the Bee Gees had all those big hits. Tavares had a song that was a Bee Gees hit, but Tavares was the one doing the cover for it.
Yeah, okay, yes. I think I know the song.
You think we call that? Okay.
I think I do. Now I do, yeah.
All right, well, that is Tavares doing that. I did not know. I was thinking that everything on the, well, not everything on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack was Bee Gees, but the bulk, obviously.
Right.
It was the Bee Gees.
Yeah, right. They wrote most of it, right?
Yeah.
So even other artists who sang their songs, too.
So apparently that's what Tavares was doing. So anyway, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go any further into the year since we found it. Give the props to Ralph Tavares again, passing away December 8th.